Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for being with us. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving. We're wishing everybody that. So you're unique in our state. You are neither a Democrat nor a Republican, and in a town with twice as many unaffiliated voters as Democrats or Republicans, you have been elected twice to serve as the CEO of your town.
Yes, that's correct. I've actually been on our Board of Selectmen for the past 10 years, and four of those has been as a first selectman.
Why no party, Ed? What was your thinking behind that?
Well, I've always been an unaffiliated voter, and I've worked with both parties. I was appointed to the Water Pollution Control Authority by a Democrat first selectman, Charlie Auger, back in 2005.
Right.
And I got involved in town politics, and I guess the Republicans liked what they saw, and they actually endorsed me to run for selectman and then eventually endorsed me to run for first selectman.
What strikes you most, and we've talked to other people about this, Denise Merrill being one, is that, you know, really the place where you as an individual are most effective is by going down to a town hall and, you know, meeting and raise hell. I mean, that, you know, you sit there worry about Washington. Who are you? But, I mean, this does make a big difference with local government.
Yeah, local politics is a lot different than national politics.
Well, first of all, I've gone to a couple of meetings in Avon when I lived there, and it got scary. It really did. It's not like you're calling a talk show.
The public can be pretty demanding, and rightly so. You know, they do put a lot of their hard-earned tax dollars, earnings toward taxes and so on. So they have a right to. Make sure that their money is being spent effectively and economically.
I know, Ed, that you had a mosquito test for Triple E in your town. What has been the precautions that the town has taken because of this?
Well, we in essence encourage people to take personal precautions, avoid being outside and between. Sunset and sunrise.
Right.
We also alerted our various sport organizations and the school district to take precautions as well. And I think some of our teams, sport teams, shifted their schedule slightly to avoid being out during the dark hours.
Is this a day-to-day job for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's it. It's full-time, Ed.
It's full-time. In the office right now.
Oh.
Columbus Day.
Listen to that. He starts early. There you go.
Starts early and works late. What is it?
Yeah.
What is it that best exemplifies your town and separates it from your nasty neighbors in Durham?
Well, now wait a minute.
Well, I'm kidding. Trust me, everybody knows that.
Now, we consider ourselves to be a rural-like community. We're between two cities, Middletown and Meriden, and yet when you drive into Middlefield, my feeling is, and many people have said this to me, your blood pressure drops.
Good.
It's a much more relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
The roads are very tranquil.
Nice.
And it's quiet and peaceful. And so we value that. It's part of our fabric of our community.
They have a really nice ice cream place on 17 in Durham. Do you have a nice ice cream place?
Unfortunately, we don't have a specific ice cream place here. Okay.
Well, that was kind of their claim to fame. I remember going down there. My kids was in a soccer tournament. We went down there. Man, it was pretty good. You know, it was a good ice cream joint.
Yeah, that's a really good place. You know.
Now, do you and Durham share all the school systems? I mean, I know you got Coggeshog, which is one of the great high schools in our state. But do you share school systems, or do you have your own? You have your own middle and grammar schools, right?
Well, no, we actually, all our schools are under our Regional School District 13.
Oh, okay.
K through 12.
Yeah.
Everything. We have two schools here in Middlefield, and there are three schools in Durham. And, of course, the high school is in Durham. That's
right.
The Coggeshog High School.
Blue Devils, Wally Camp's old stomping grounds.
You know it all.
As we head towards the winter season, and a lot of people think because we've got it easy the last couple of years that we're going to get slammed by the weather this year, which is about as accurate as all the meteorologists will come up with anyways. So what preparations do you start taking now, Ed, to get ready for bad weather?
Well, we get our trucks up to date, make sure they're in good running order, get our snow plows installed on the trucks, and make sure our salt supply is where it needs to be to meet whatever onslaught winter may present us.
Charlie, have you ever stretched the budget? I mean, just beyond belief.
Well, it can. Some years the budget does get rather stretched. But speaking of budget,
yes, let's go.
Here in Middlefield, we had a tax reduction this year.
What?
People's tax bills went down
6%. Come on, you can't do that.
Yes, I'm serious. Yes.
Oh my God!
People are going to expect that all the time now.
Were you disowned by the state?
The response I get from the public is, "Well, I hope it keeps going down, but that may be a continuous. That's a continuous challenge, but." We were fortunate to have some business expansions in town to increase our tax base, and also our town budget has remained relatively flat over many, many years.
How has the budget crunch at the Capitol, if at all, affected your town?
Well, I'll tell you what it's affecting us right now. Towns in Connecticut get town aid road funding from the state, and that has been held up in Hartford.
Right.
We normally get a check, we get $200,000 a year. We normally get half of that in August. We have not received that money.
Ooh.
And apparently, from what I understand, is that money is all mixed up with this toll issue.
Oh, God.
And it's, in essence, being held hostage for tolls.
Ugh, God.
Well put.
Awful. We always do this every week. If Ray and I are coming to Middlefield and you're taking us to the best meal in town, where are you taking us?
I'll take you up to the Fire at the Ridge at Powder Ridge.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You do have Powder Ridge there. How does that impact your community people going up to Powder Ridge to go ski and sit in the lodge and all sorts of stuff?
It's wonderful. When that came back strong like it has.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing for families and ski enthusiasts up there. It's really a terrific thing. It provides jobs to our young people, and it's a great place to hang out. They have a great bar up there with an outdoor deck and a really fine restaurant.
Well, you just got us with bar.
We're there.
Bar and deck.
We're there.
Now, are you running for re-election this year?
Yes, I am.
Good. All right. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll talk to you on election night. And thanks for joining us. We've been talking with the first selectman of Middlefield, Edward P. Bailey. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being on. It's a
nice guy.
Nice guy. I like this guy. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm not saying you should vote for him. I'm just saying he's a nice guy.
No, we can't do that. We can't
endorse. We wouldn't do that. No.
Because we know how influential.
Because actually, probably hurt him.
Yeah, well, we know how influential. Yeah, exactly. We'd screw him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.